7. Archbishop's Palace, City of Terrace, Province of Glacier Heart, Republic of Sidarmark.
Are you certain about this, Your Eminence?
Father Garth Gorja couldn't quite keep his own reservations out of his tone, and Jason Conneer smiled. Gorja was little more than half Conneer's own age, and he'd been with the Archbishop literally since leaving seminary. He was adept at all the skills a proper secretary required, and Conneer had no doubt any number of other bishops or archbishops would cheerfully have hired the younger man away from him. Gorja had never shown the least interest in any of the offers which had come his way, however. Conneer hoped and believed much of that was because Gorja enjoyed working for him. He certainly treasured the underpriest's services, although he supposed it was selfish of him not to have nudged the boy into taking one of those competing offers. An archbishop with more powerful alliances could probably have moved Gorja's career along more rapidly, after all. By now, he would undoubtedly have been at least an upper priest if he'd been in the service of one of those better-connected prelates. But another aspect of his secretary's loyalty, as Conneer was well aware, was the fact that he'd been born and raised right here in Glacier Heart. His father and older brothers had all gone into the mines in late boyhood, but his parents had decided young Garth would aspire to greater things, and his entire family had shouldered the sacrifices to make it so. The church provided 5 years of schooling to all God's children at no charge. As well she should, Conneer thought now, sourly, thinking of how many marks the tithe squeezed out of them every year. But it was a rare Glacier Heart family who could spare a potential laborer long enough for a child to acquire anything greater than basic literacy. Garth's parents had been determined to do better than that, and somehow they'd managed to keep him out of the mines and in school. Their local priest had seen something in the lad as well, which had earned Garth more attention from his instructors, who, in turn, had discovered that this short, stocky coal miner's son had a first-rate mind. From there, the youngster's path had been pretty much preordained. Mother Church always needed talent, and it had become apparent early on that Garth had a true vocation. That had brought him to the attention of Conneer's predecessor in Glacier Heart, and with his archbishop's sponsorship, he'd attended seminary in Zion itself. The previous archbishop had intended to employ the young seminarian on his staff, and when Conneer was elevated to his see following his unexpected death, the new archbishop had taken an instant liking to newly ordained Father Garth.
"Which probably explains why the young sprout feels qualified to look at me as if I were a slightly addled uncle," that archbishop reflected now. "If you mean, am I certain this is a good idea?" he said out loud, his tone thoughtful. "The answer is yes. If you mean, am I certain this is going to be the most pleasant time of the year for a retreat? The answer is no. If you mean, am I certain the instructions I just gave you were the ones I meant to give you, then again, the answer is yes."
He scratched his chin in obvious rumination for a moment, then gave the younger man a glower. It was fierce, that glower, a thing of majesty and power, slightly flawed by the humor gleaming in his eyes.
"Overall, I believe the yeses have it, don't you?"
"Of course, Your Eminence." Gorja actually blushed a bit, but he also shook his head with true Glacier Heart stubbornness. "It's just that, as you say, this isn't the best time of the year for a retreat. Especially not to Summit House. I don't even know what shape the house is in, and it's entirely likely we'll get a blizzard through here with little warning. If you're up there with no one but Fraidman to look after you and the weather turns really bad..." He let his voice trickle off, and Conneer smiled.
"I appreciate your concern, Garth, really I do. But I'm fairly confident even a pair of old dodderers like Fraidman and me can survive a few days of isolation. and Summit House has been perched on that peak for over 100 years, so I doubt any storm is likely to knock it down around our ears. And finally, if conditions are going to be a little austere, that's scarcely a minus for a spiritual retreat, now is it? No, Your Eminence, of course not. It's just that you don't want me out of your sight where I might get myself into trouble? Kinnear finished dryly, one eyebrow cocked. Gorgia blushed again, then laughed. Guilty, Your Eminence, guilty, he confessed with a smile. But then his expression sobered, and his eyes looked searchingly into his superior's. Kinnear returned that look levelly, steadily, but without answering the questions it asked. He couldn't, wouldn't give Gorgia those answers, not now. He'd decided long ago that the less young Garth knew about his archbishop's riskier activities, the better. It hadn't been easy, keeping the underpriest outside so much of his life, but he'd been active in the circle long before Gorgia entered his service. His conduits to the Wilsons and the circle had already been in place, and he'd simply declined to make his new secretary aware of them.